Today is April 17th. Pastor is saying to us, living in the Word is fundamental. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's essential to recognize that not everyone in this world will fulfill their God-given purpose. In fact, many are unaware that God has a unique plan for each person born into this world. Every human being faces two destinies. A natural destiny shaped by circumstances such as birth, family, environment, etc. And a divine destiny initiated when Jesus becomes the Lord of one's life. From then on, He takes charge of your life. The Word of God has to be the guiding light for your life. Every time you hear the Word, faith is imparted to you. Through this faith, you can please the Lord, serve Him, and accomplish anything in alignment with His will. You can fulfill the calling of God on your life. The Bible says, of His own will begot He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. James chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. As one born of the word, living in the Word is fundamental to fulfilling your purpose. The Word fortifies your faith, guides your spirit, and serves as the nourishment for your spirit. It is your life. Praise God. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank You for the life-transforming power of Your Word. As I receive and embrace Your Word, faith is ignited and kindled within me. I'm fortified, energized, and strengthened to fulfill Your plans and purposes for my life. I walk in union with Your Word. Therefore, I'm guided in Your perfect will to fulfill the purpose You have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 16 and 1 Samuel chapters 1 to 2. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 36, and Psalm chapter 119, verses 129 to 144.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.